first day waking up early. Yeah. Yeah. Dang. I feel bad for you there. I don't want to sleep.
Carter.
Hey, is Fawn doing by chance?
Hold on.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, Fonda, Kyle here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. And this was who? I'm sorry.
Hello, you're fine. My name's Kyle. I'm calling from Cardiff. We're a private business bank. Just wanting to follow up with you here. Are you familiar with some work you did with Stearns Bank a couple of years back?
I can't understand you very well.
Oh, am I breaking up?
I mean, there's a lot of, like, air or something.
Okay, can you hear me better at all now?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, well, I mean, we'll try to get through here the best we can then, I guess. I was calling in reference to some financing you did with Stearns Bank. Does that sound familiar?
Right up the road.
From whose bank?
Stearns.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you, I was going to call the lady back. We actually didn't end up, we ended up totally different. But whoever that second person is that Miss, I think her name was Terry, I got her name, had called me was rude. I would never, ever call again.
Okay.
The rudest person I have ever met.
Well, that's, I'm terribly sorry to hear that. We're actually not Stearns, though. We're Cardiff. I was just calling in reference to that. And,
it's been in the last little bit, and that was the rudest person I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's terrible.
Very, very, very rude, and that's the reason I never called back.
Yeah, an unpleasant experience. Why would you want to call back? Who wants to do business with someone like that? Yeah.
He kept saying, a 98 truck. We won't be able to sell a 98 truck. I said, who asked you to sell my truck?
Yeah, yeah. What?
I mean,
that doesn't make any sense.
I'm paying for the truck.
Yeah, exactly.
I paid y'all for a 90 Volvo. Why wouldn't I pay for a 98 Freightliner Classic, you know?
Exactly, exactly.
He was very, very rude. And this was not the bank. This is whoever y'all have. I guess that, I don't know what he does, because I actually talked to the bank, and I talked to Terry. I think it was. I got her name on my phone.
Okay.
She was really nice.
Okay.
Whoever she had called me from that said, you're supposed to call us first, and we deal with the bank. But that's okay. And I'm like, who are you?
Okay, yeah, definitely.
I didn't earn bank $72,000. I didn't pay you $72,000. Stearns was always real nice to me, but that person was very, very rude. But y'all have my email address. If you'll send your information, if I ever do anything, I'll know what to contact again.
Yeah, actually, I don't have your email down here. We're also a private.
They had all my stuff at one time. Stearns Bank did.
Yeah, yeah. We're a little bit different. We work in the same network as them. But the thing is, I was just calling based off that relationship you had with them. We over here at our bank, the Bank of Cardiff, had you pre-approved for some equipment and capital as well. And I know you had a pretty unpleasant experience over there with that guy who called you. And on we're the exact opposite. We pride ourselves on building a relationship and building that.
Same people there, because that lady was very nice, and I wish I could tell you her name.
I'm not too sure, honestly. If I don't have a name, that's kind of a challenge there. What was your email, though? I can shoot you over a quick note with my information and whatnot, that way, when you are in the market.
It's Carter's Towing Inc. at yahoo.com.
Carter's Towing Inc. Yahoo.com. Okay. And you guys, is there normally a certain time of year you do look to, like, bring on new equipment or anything like that?
No, it's just whenever it happens.
Just whenever it comes up. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no worries. You guys had a pretty busy summer earlier this year?
Yeah, it's been pretty steady.
It's been pretty steady. Well, that's good. Great to hear. Never too bad of a problem to have, right? So, really, we do new and used equipment from third and private parties. Just want to let you know that, you know, if something does pop up your way. And then also, we do working capital over here. So, that's you know, unsecured cash, so we can free up some of your top line revenue for you as, you know, cash, so you can invest back into the business or use it to float you through slower times, anything like that. So I'll shoot you over a quick note, basically summarizing the offers here. It was a pre-approval for $250,000 too, by the way, just to let you know there. You guys on track to beat last year this year in sales, you think?
Oh, well, my daughter keeps up with that. I don't know.
Your daughter does most of that stuff. Okay, no worries. That's a, so you guys have a nice family-run business, and it sounds like? Nice. How many people you guys have over there all together working?
It's just four drivers and our daughter.
And your daughter, okay. So is that like you guys own the trucks, or is it more owner-operator?
We own the trucks.
You own the trucks? Okay, nice. Do you guys normally go like across state lines and stuff?
Not a lot.
Not a lot. So mostly just locally around there, around Mount Pleasanton? Okay. Nice.
All right.
I'll wrap.
She'll keep the information.
Alrighty. I'll shoot that over your way. Good talking to you. You have a good rest of your day over there.
Bye.
Bye.